Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Now, one of the things I realized getting into, of course, yet another Mario game on the Nintendo platform, because if you didn't know, Mario is arguably the most popular video game character ever created. I mean, he essentially runs his own platform. Nintendo is, by all intents and purposes, a franchise, and Mario is unequivocally the franchise player, to put it in sports terms. So not only that, but Mario also helped out the gaming industry whenever it wasn't as popular, especially when the Game Boy 3DS in that era was really going on. I mean, Mario held a lot of gamers down when it came to the amount of just variety and video games that Mario was attached to. So anyways, why do I say all that? For the simple fact that when I was diving into this video game, of course, Analytic Dreams, I love to get into the numbers and look at just the ultimate litmus scale for the amount of engagement compared to its peers, right? So, interestingly enough, Nintendo, unlike Western companies, don't have analytic firms like an NPD group that provides sales for a Sony, for a Microsoft. Right. So in Japan, well, specifically Nintendo, they don't use third party analysis for individual game sales. So whenever I'm trying to dissect the numbers to give you a litmus scale of how it's performing compared to the other video games on other platforms, it's harder because of them keeping certain things like individual game data confidential. Right. I don't know if it's a ploy as far as a marketing tactic situation. I don't know if they just don't want to focus on real-time sale metrics for its consumers. But as the evolution of technology happens, there's going to be less of an excuse for Nintendo not to give us in real-time numbers for Mario and Luigi brothership, or just individual Nintendo games, Nintendo exclusive games in general. Because of course, if a game is on all the platforms, then we can look at NPD and then kind of get a gauge as far as PC, Xbox, and PlayStation. But as far as in totality, as far as exclusively for Nintendo, it's harder to get a gauge on how well it's doing. So anyways, of course, you know, doing my due diligence, I put together some things as far as just the research I did, led me to this, to the ultimate conclusion that they are just not transparent at all with their numbers, which makes it a little bit difficult. But anyways, Mario and Luigi Brothership is the video game we're getting into today, because it was released November 7th, 2024. And now this game is a turn-based RPG with puzzle platforming elements. And of course, the setting is ocean adventure across an island ship exploring the fictional world of Concordia with Mario and Luigi. Now, I'm not sure if this is a remake. It seems like it's a completely new game and it's not remastering off of anything. And the reason why I say that is because of the graphics. Now, of course, Nintendo's whole flagship model is that cutting corners, helps in the long run when it comes to your hardware, because then if you already have your graphics at a lower level and people purchase it, they won't get upset when you consistently offer that lower level graphics time and time again. Which, if you use certain art styles, which Mario and Luigi are, it's very apparent that it's not as obvious that the hardware is not up to date like a PS5, like an Xbox Series X. It's very much going in the opposite of what usually you would get from a evolutionary hardware, if that makes sense. So why am I saying all this? For the simple fact that Mario, Luigi, and Brothership does not seem to be getting the best of reviews when it comes to the people playing the game. But as far as the conglomerates that reviewed this game, I mean, Metacritic gave it a 79 out of 100. OpenCritic gave it 79 out of 100. VGC gave it 4 out of 5 stars. Eurogamer gave it 4 out of 5 stars. IGN said it's mixed feelings, but generally favorable. I don't know what type of score that is. But essentially, this is a hot and cold game depending on who you ask. I don't know why, but certain elements as far as the gameplay loop is not as intriguing to most people. So whenever you're getting into actual game mechanics, people are pointing out how Luigi's attacks now require pressing A for selection and B for confirmation, a shift from the traditional A/B split control scheme, which of course is for people who play Nintendo Switch. If you don't play Nintendo Switch, this probably don't apply to you, right? So if it don't apply, gotta let it fly. But anyways, fan reception of course is mixed, like I was just saying, but overall, as far as the statistics, I mean, this video game debuted with approximately 63,000 physical units sold in Japan. And essentially, they compared it to another Nintendo game, Bowser's Inside Story, that sold nearly 200,000 units in Japan at launch. So it was basically showing that as a scale, a litmus scale of what usually Mario IP does as far as spinoffs, Mario, Luigi, Bowser, like Peach, what they usually do. Statistically speaking, this Brothership game is underperforming just a tad bit. So even though it's not a straight up flop, obviously, I mean, it's still selling a lot. But with the comparison to Bowser and that 200,000 number, 63,000 is a little bit lower than 200. So when you get into the mixed reception from the people playing the game, when you get into overall how Mario is usually a hit every single time they come out the gate, I'm not going to say it's concerning, because if you look at the art style, I mean, one could see why somebody wouldn't be as enticed to play this game versus a Mario Party Jamboree, right? That's a game that's currently, it's not number one because this game just came out, but it's number two on the Nintendo platform. And then obviously you have Zelda, Sonic, and then Senran Kagura Burst. I don't know what that is, but anyways, that's the top five currently on a Nintendo platform. So when you take into consideration that Mario has top, like, two of those top slots, right, then you realize how much of a mammoth that Mario is. So ultimately, what I wanted to point out is that even though this game is essentially not selling like it usually does as far as a Mario new IP game, it still could have some type of longevity life cycle when it comes to the game being a great product, because a lot of people are enjoying it. Even though it is mixed reception, people are still enjoying the overall game. So when we get into other conglomerates talking about the game, and of course with this being a turn base, it's probably why it's not as successful as other Mario games in the franchise. But nonetheless, I don't think it's cause to be alarmed or to be like, oh, Nintendo's going downhill. Like, we have to realize that Mario is one of the greatest video game characters of all time, if not the greatest. Like, I always talk about the banner that I put out for my podcast, right? And as far as Notorious Mass Effect, and as you can see right here, Mario is to the left and Fortnite is to the right. So my thinking when it came to showcasing me covering gaming and music is showcasing the biggest gaming and music characters that have impacted their specific industry the most, which is the title Notorious Mass Effect. As you can see, Mario is right there. And then technically Mario would be number one, but you know, what type of name is like Notorious Mario? You know what I mean? That don't work. That does not work. So as far as going with Notorious Mass Effect, you know, it's just based off my love for Mass Effect. And then essentially, the rest of the characters are the top tier effectors of the masses when it comes to the gaming industry. Of course, the people you see as musicians are the top tier effectors of the masses when it comes to the music industry. So just a little tidbit, a little side note. If you know, well, if you don't know, now you know. So for the people just tuned into the podcast or maybe longtime listeners, hopefully that clears it up for you as far as the banner that I use. And of course, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio if you missed the example I just put up. But anyways, so Mario and Luigi have a game out, a game as far as turn-based that's out now only on Nintendo. So it's not out now on all platforms. It's only on Nintendo if you have a Nintendo Switch. Don't know when the Nintendo Switch... Don't know when the Nintendo Switch 2 is coming out, but another conversation that came up when this game was announced, or no, when this game launched, is the hope for an enhanced version of this video game via the Nintendo Switch 2, which, hate to break it to you, but if you're getting a Nintendo for Nintendo Switch for graphics, then you're just entirely in the wrong train of thought, my brother. Like, as far as thinking the Nintendo Switch 2 is going to push graphics even to a point where it's like different than the Nintendo Switch 1, I really don't want to set you up for failure like that. So I wouldn't go into too much high expectations. Just be glad that the whole handheld to, I forget what they call the little, the thing where you put it, the dock that makes it go into the to your TV, whatever that transition is, just be glad that it can go from your handheld to that. That's basically why the graphics look the way it does. And it would never be on the level of a PlayStation or Xbox for the simple fact that that's Nintendo's whole model, is to downgrade certain graphics so that logistically speaking, they can bring back a return on investment with their Nintendo Switches. Because if you don't know, Microsoft and PlayStation lose money every time they put out a new console. I don't know if y'all know that, for the simple fact that they come up with all these super realistic games like a Last of Us, like a Alan Wake 2, God of War. Like, it's a lot of super intensive games that take a lot of manpower and dollars that takes away from the return on investment as far as when they put out a console. So as far as Nintendo, that's why their motto is to, you know, put cartoony like graphics and then make a profit on the systems that they put out. So that's essentially why Nintendo does that. So hopefully that clears it up for y'all. But overall, seems like it's a pretty solid game. I mean, it's Mario at the end of the day, and Luigi, can't forget player two, you know. With that being said, it is a turn-based game. So if you don't like turn-based games, and if you're more of the normal Mario game player, as far as like more of platforming versus turn-based and puzzle platforming elements, then I honestly can't recommend this game if you're hesitant on turn-based type mechanics. So overall, it does seem like a solid game when it comes to turn-based and puzzle platforming elements. But if you're used to platforming in the regular sense of Mario games, then I'll probably wait to the actual next installment of the Mario franchise. So anyways, with that being said, click my link tree in my bio, let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about Mario and Luigi brothership as far as totality with sales? And if you've played the game, what do you think about it, and what is your favorite aspect of Mario and Luigi brothership?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.